This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXM91, Park Falls. Operating on a frequency of 162.50 MHz from a transmitter located at the Wisconsin Educational Communications Facility. This broadcast serves the residents of North Central Wisconsin. This program originates from the National Weather Service Office in Duluth, Minnesota. And now your local forecast. Today, mostly cloudy. A chance of sprinkles this morning, then a chance of rain and snow this afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. Temperature falling into the upper 30s this afternoon. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 50%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of flurries in the evening. Much cooler with lows in the lower 20s. North winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Saturday, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-30s. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow 20%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. A 20% chance of snow. Lows around 16. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny. A slight chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Little or no snow accumulation. Highs around 30. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Chance of snow 40%. Sunday night and Monday, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of snow. Lows 15 to 20. Highs in the mid-30s. Monday night, mostly cloudy. Lows around 20. Temperature rising into the lower 20s after midnight. Veterans Day, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with a slight chance of rain and snow in the afternoon. Highs around 40. Chance of precipitation 20%. Tuesday night and Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s. Highs in the lower 40s. Wednesday night and Thursday, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 20s. Highs in the lower 40s. Now for the marine forecast for waters within 5 nautical miles ashore on Western Lake Superior from Bayfield to Saxon Harbor, Wisconsin. Small craft advisory in effect through this evening for Bayfield to Saxon Harbor, Wisconsin. Today, north wind 15 to 20 knots with gusts to around 25 knots. Chance of rain through the day. Chance of snow in the afternoon. Waves 1 to 2 feet Bayfield to Oak Point and 4 to 6 feet Oak Point to Saxon Harbor. Waves occasionally to 8 feet. Tonight, north wind 10 to 15 knots. Chance of sprinkles in the evening. Bayfield to Oak Point, waves 1 foot or less. Oak Point to Saxon Harbor, waves 3 to 5 feet subsiding to 1 to 3 feet after midnight. Waves occasionally to 7 feet. Saturday, northwest wind 5 to 10 knots. Slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Saturday night, northwest wind 10 to 15 knots with gusts to around 20 knots. Chance of snow. Waves 1 to 3 feet. The current time is 8:38 a.m. Central Standard Time. These are the 8 a.m. observations for Friday, November 7th. At Phillips, it was cloudy. The temperature was 42 degrees, and the relative humidity 72%. The wind was west at 3 miles per hour. The pressure was 29.44 inches and rising. At Manitowish Waters, it was cloudy. The temperature was 40 degrees, and the relative humidity 82%. The wind was northwest at 10 miles per hour. The pressure was 29.42 inches and rising. At Woodruff, it was cloudy. The temperature was 41 degrees, the dew point 34, and the relative humidity 75%. The wind was northwest at 8 miles per hour. The pressure was 29.42 inches and rising. Around the area, at Ironwood, rain was falling, with a temperature of 39. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 40 at Eagle River, 40 at Lando Lakes, and 42 at Hayward. Under cloudy skies, Ashland reported 42, Rhinelander reported 41, and Medford reported 39. Elsewhere in Wisconsin, at Superior, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 41. It was fair, with a temperature of 37 at Siren, 40 at Eau Claire, 45 at Green Bay, 48 at Madison, and 51 at Milwaukee. Across the region, at Minneapolis, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 43. At Duluth, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 37. At La Crosse, it was fair, with a temperature of 46. And now a look at the marine observations around Western Lake Superior for 8 a.m., Friday, November 7th. The report from Devil's Island was not available. At Rock of Ages, the wind was north at 30 knots and the temperature was 37 degrees. At the Silver Bay Harbor, the wind was calm and the temperature was 40 degrees. At the Duluth Harbor, the wind was north at 4 knots and the temperature was 42 degrees. At Fort Wing, the wind was north at 13 knots and the temperature was 43 degrees. At Saxon Harbor, the wind was north at 13 knots and the temperature was 45 degrees. Once again around the Park Falls area, it was cloudy, and temperatures were between 40 and 42 degrees. The Ashland Climate Summary for yesterday, November 6, 2025. Yesterday's high temperature was 49 degrees and a low 19 degrees. There were 31 heating degree days yesterday, which is 3 above normal. This brings the monthly total to 147, which is 17 below normal. The yearly total since July 1st is 965, which is 199 below normal. There were no cooling degree days yesterday, which is normal. This leaves the monthly total at 0, which is normal. The yearly total since January 1st is 276, which is 17 above normal. The normal high temperature for today is 44 degrees, and the normal low is 28. The record high for today is 70, and the record low is minus 2. Sunrise today is at 6:55 a.m. and sunset is at 4:40 p.m. The forecast for Lake Superior waters beyond 5 nautical miles ashore on Western Lake Superior. Early this morning, north winds 10 to 20 knots. A chance of rain showers. Waves calm to 2 feet. Today, north winds 20 to 30 knots diminishing to 15 to 25 knots by mid-afternoon. A slight chance of rain and snow showers in the morning. Waves building to 4 to 7 feet, occasionally to 9 feet, then subsiding to 3 to 6 feet, occasionally to 8 feet. Tonight, north winds 10 to 20 knots diminishing to 5 to 15 knots late. Waves subsiding to calm to 2 feet. Saturday, north winds 5 to 15 knots backing northwest by late morning, then increasing to 10 to 20 knots by mid-afternoon. A slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Waves calm to 2 feet. Saturday night, north winds 15 to 25 knots becoming northwest 20 to 30 knots after midnight. A slight chance of snow showers. Waves building to 2 to 4 feet. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of northeast Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. For today and tonight, up to an inch of lake effect snowfall is possible along the Pinoki Range in north-central Wisconsin this afternoon into tonight. And now the extended outlook for the period Saturday through Thursday, there is a 60 to 90% chance for at least 2 inches of lake effect snowfall over portions of Ashland and Iron Counties Saturday evening into Sunday night. Heaviest lake effect snowfall rates are most likely to be on Sunday morning. Spotter information statement. Snow spotters are requested to report precipitation type and measurements of snow accumulations to the National Weather Service. Spotters and the public can also report precipitation type with a free MPing smartphone app. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of Lake Superior and the nearshore waters of Western Lake Superior. For today and tonight, strong northerly winds and waves of 4 to 7 feet will create hazardous conditions for small craft for portions of the North Shore and from Port Wing to the Apostle Islands and east to Saxon Harbor today through this evening. Small craft advisories are in effect. And now the extended outlook for the period Saturday through Thursday. Additional periods of gusty winds may lead to conditions hazardous to small craft late Saturday into Monday morning.